January 24th. Winston Churchill's varied life. On this day in 1965, Winston Churchill died in London, aged 90. Throughout his extraordinary life, Churchill undertook an amazing range of activities and experienced a huge variety of situations, including being under fire many times. As a soldier, war correspondent, member of parliament, and statesman, he travelled the world meeting kings, presidents, and dictators. On one occasion, he nearly met his arch-enemy, Adolf Hitler. That was in the 1930s when he was a journalist, and he actually travelled to Munich to meet Hitler, stayed in a hotel, and Hitler cancelled the appointment at the last minute. Would have been a fascinating meeting. Churchill talked about it in his book, The Gathering Storm. He's also remarkable for his many hobbies, which included painting, butterfly breeding, and bricklaying. He's a natural national hero in a similar way to Sir Francis Drake in earlier times. Drake famously defeated the Spanish Armada in 1588. The sentiments behind this poem by Henry Newbolt, which is called Drake's Drum, could apply to Churchill. Here are the first few stanzas of that poem. Drake, he's in his hammock and a thousand miles away. Captain, art thou sleeping there below? Slung between the round shot in Nombre Dios Bay and dreaming at the time of Plymouth Hoe. Yonder loons the island, yonder lie the ships, with sailor lads a-dancing heel and toe, and the shore lights flashing and the night tide dashing. He sees it all so plainly as he saw it long ago. Drake, he was a Devon man and ruled the Devon seas. Captain, art thou sleeping there below? Roving though his death fell, he went with heart at ease and dreaming all the time of Plymouth Hoe. Take my drum to England. Hang it by the shore. Strike it when your powder's running low. If the Don sight Devon, I'll quit the port of heaven and drum them up the channel as we drummed them long ago. Today I am grateful for the courage and determination of all great men.